You are at the beginning of the black route to the Mirador de Sicasumba, the green route to El Cardón, and the yellow route to the Virgen del Tanquitor. As you can see, at this point the three routes start, running parallel to each other to different points. Starting with the black route, it separates from the others on the right at the Mirador. The Mirador de Sicasumba, located about 300 meters above sea level, is one of the best sky observation points you can find on the island. The beauty of the area is perfectly combined with the facilities provided by the viewpoint, from information through signposting to supports for those who wish to use their cameras and telescopes in comfort. Continuing along the green route towards El Cardón, it turns off together with the yellow one to the right when you reach the Mirador Panorámico. This turnoff will take you to Barranco de Chilegua. When you reach the FV605, turn right onto the FV618 and continue along the dirt road for a few meters to enter the Barranco de Montana Hendida, a ravine that covers the municipalities of both Pajara and Tuaneje. On reaching the Camino de Tuaneje, the green route continues until it meets the Barranco de Baca ravine and continues along La Calabaza, turning right into Calle Cardón and arriving at the church. As for the yellow route, it runs parallel to the green route and separates from it before reaching the Barranco de Baca ravine, turning off to the right along the Camino La Calabaza and continuing again to the right along the Camino Cardón to the FV618. From here continue along the road to the car park, and then take the Tanquitor path to the sanctuary of the Virgen del Tanquitor. The Virgen del Tanquitor is a highly revered religious icon in our municipality, having its sanctuary in the protected natural area of Montana Cardón. The story goes that at the beginning of the 20th century, some residents came to the area to excavate, creating a small tank from which to obtain water. One day, they discovered the figure of this virgin on the wall, and from that moment on, the sanctuary was created. The name of the virgin comes from the little tank that collected the water.